عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتساما غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever fasts in Ramadan with faith and expecting reward, his past sins are forgiven. Bukhari Muslim. One Abi Hurayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, idha ja'a Ramadan futihat abwaabul jannah wa ghulqat abwaabul naar wa sufidat ash-shayateen. Muttafaqun alayhi. Abu Hurayra radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Ramadan comes, the doors of paradise are open, the doors of hellfire are locked, and the devils are chained. One who رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته. Chapter 218, generosity in doing additional acts of kindness in Ramadan and doing even more in the last 10 days of Ramadan. One ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل وكان جبريل يلقاه في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن فلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين يلقاه جبريل أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. Muttafaqun alayh. Had Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the most generous of people. And he used to be most generous in Ramadan when Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him. Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him in every night of Ramadan and study and do door of the Quran with him. And when they used to meet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be more generous than the wind. When عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر أحيا الليل وأيقظ أهله وشد المئزرة. متفق عليه. عائشة رضي الله عنها says, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan commenced, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would spend the night in worship, he will wake up his family, and he will strive in worship more than the other months, or more in the last 10 than the first 20 days. So this is a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tie his mi'zar, his loincloths, and he abstain from any connection, cohabitation with the wife. It could mean that, and it could also mean, obviously, too, when a person ties his, ropes up for some ibadah, and exceed in ibadah, and going to the, most extremes and doing ibadah more. Ordering the fasting person to safeguard his tongue and limbs from arguments, abusive language, etc. And Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم. متفق عليه. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any of you is fasting, he should neither engage in futile conversations nor shout and scream. If anyone is abusive towards him or fights with him, he shall say, I am fasting. And he shall say to the person, I am fasting. The person understands, he will stop arguing. But if the person doesn't understand, then at least you'd say to yourself, I'm fasting. And I mentioned this, that a person in the state of fast, he always meditates this, that I am fasting. So I'm not eating halal and haram. I'm not going to the halal wife. I'm not eating halal. I'm not eating the halal food that I have. I'm not eating the halal drink that I have. So why am I doing haram? Like looking wrong, hearing wrong, seeing wrong, talking wrong. So all these wrongs we do. So inni sa'im, all through the day. So even when a person, so this is a reminder that you tell the person in front of you that I am fasting, he should understand. He should know that, oh, I am fasting too. Why am I arguing? But in respect of everything, a person should know that I am fasting. So his eyes is fasting. His mouth is fasting. His ears is fasting. So many times, see, we don't have control of our tongue. We don't. It's very hard to control the tongue. It's very, very hard. Somebody provokes you, and you have to say something. But this is the month of sabr. Stay quiet. 1 month, try to do it. It's very hard, but Allah enables us to. One who قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة فيه في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. رواه البخاري. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah has no need for a person to abstain from food and drink if he does not abstain from speaking lies and acting on lies. So here, you see? So it's not just, this is the definition of fasting, to stay away from food, drink, intercourse, from a time to a time with the intention. That's what we call fast. So muftis will say, okay, your fast is done. But you know, there's some zahiris who act upon the Zahiri hadith, if you do ghibat, your fast breaks. Yeah. Rasulullah said, pick your teeth. We didn't eat anything. So-and-so's meat is stuck to your teeth. Rasulullah said, don't do ghibat, don't backbite about each other. Does any one of you like to eat the meat of his dead brother? Fakarihtumu. Oh, you dislike it. You dislike it, you don't like it. So this is it. Don't do that. So this is why a person has to be very careful in this. Certain regulations relating to fasting. When Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, "Idha nasiya ahadukum fa akala aw shariba falyutim sawmahu fa innama at'amahu Allah wa saqahu muttafaqun alayh." Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah said, "If any of you eats or drinks forgetfully, he should complete his fast. Surely it is Allah who caused him to eat and drink." When Laqith ibn Sabir radiyallahu anhu qala qultu ya Rasulullah, أخبرني عن الوضوء قال اسبغ الوضوء وخلل بين الأصابع وبارك في الاستنشاق إلا أن تكون صائما رواه أبو داود الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح هذا اللقيط بن صبر رضي الله عنه عيسى I asked, O messenger of Allah, tell me about the ablution wudu. He said, perform a complete, perfect ablution. Pass water between the fingers. And be particular in sniffing water into the nose. Unless you are fasting. And don't be so particular, meaning don't exaggerate it. Why? You did that by mistake and your fast is gone. Your fast is gone. By mistake, some people they gargle. You should just go like that. You know how we gargle sometimes? Don't do that, because if the water goes in by mistake, your fast is broken. If the water goes in your nose like this and goes and you can feel it, your fast is broken. If it doesn't mean you start eating, but you respect Ramadan, you don't start eating, but your fast is broken, you do one day qadha. You don't have to do 60 days, one day qadha you have to do. So this is why Rasulullah, so this is a rule here. And here if a person forgets and he eats a whole dinner, whole drink, everything he eats and everything, he ate to his fill, he can make a big burp, his fast is complete. His fast is complete. Here you made a mistake, your fast is gone. Rasulullah told you not to make the mistake. He said, when you're doing wudu and you're fasting, don't do this. Then why are you doing it? Just a little bit in the nose, just a little bit. When I shared with the Allah, can also some other people, Fajr, who are Juno women, Ahli, Thumma Yagatisra, Wayasum, Mutafun Alayha, the Ashur of the Nays, at times the Messenger of Allah will wake up in the morning while in state of major impurity in Janabat due to engaging in conjugal relations with the wife. He will take a bath and keep the fast. When I shared with the Allah, Umm Salmat radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Qalata, can Rasulullah Yusbihu, Juruban, Min Ghayr Hulmin, Thumma Yasum, Mutafun Alayha. The Ashur of Umm Salmat radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and raised, the Messenger of Allah used to wake up in the morning in a state of major impurity without having had in the state of janabat. No, I can't say impurity there for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without having had a wet dream, but due to engaging in conjugal relations, he will then keep the fast. Bukhari Muslim. So here we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person wakes up, he had a wet dream or he had intercourse with his wife, uhila lakum laylat as-siyam rafath ila nisaikum. It's halal for you to have intercourse with your wife in the nights of Ramadan. It's in the Quran. Allah is straight. Nothing to be shy of. Deen is straight. A person needs his like the way he eats food, his shahwat, he does. He takes it out in the halal place, right? So one is the sunnah of the week, Nabi Kareem in the 10 days. This is most likely nafil fast, because we read that shi'd al-mi'zar, that Rasulullah would abstain from intercourse, in especially the last 10 days. Right, so maybe in the first 20 days, or nafil fast all through the year, or even faras fast. So you woke up and there's time now to take a. There's not enough time to take a bath and then eat your suhoor. So what should you do? Eat your suhoor, start your fast, and in the state of janabat, you can start your fast. Or you in the afternoon you went to sleep, you had a wet dream, nothing happens to your fast. Nothing happened. If you had intercourse with your wife, big trouble. If you're fasting. And you have, and people made this mistake. If you are fasting, and you know you're fasting, not you forgot. If you forget and you had intercourse with your wife, it's like you had food and you forgot. Right? But say you did not forget, and then you became so excited, and you had intercourse with your wife in Ramadan, when you're fasting, you broke your fast. You know what happens? 60 days penalty. 60 days non-stop you have to fast. After Ramadan, whenever, non-stop. Not even that you can stop and keep in the, but you non-stop, 2 months you have to fast. So that mistake is not So now if a person at night, he has intercourse with his wife, he wakes up in the state of janaba, it's no problem, he can start his fast, he can take a ghusl. A person went to sleep in the afternoon, he had a wet dream, and no problem, his fast is totally complete. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, person, well, it's from shaitan, but it's meaning Allah ta'ala gives us. So whatever happens, that's... So here we see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start his fast and he would be in the state of janaba. And here it says, min ghayri hulm, not without a wet dream, because wet dream is also from shaitan effects. Rasulullah SAW had never ever had any shaitani effects, that Rasulullah SAW got any wet dreams. You know, wet dream, that is from shaitani effect. And so Rasulullah SAW never got wet dreams. So this is why our mothers made it very clear, due to intercourse with the wife. The deen is very, very open. There's nothing to hide, nothing to be shy. It's very, very simple. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained this even in the Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to make use of the times we have in the masjid. Allah enable us to pray. And Allah accept everybody's ibadah.